800-990-3776. Lots of folks rolling in with their ones and twos. And Matthew in Waukesha giving us a little proposition. No, it's not a trade of Ashy for Joshy or Ashy for Larson or anything else like that might happen here at Radio City. He says, would you trade Hader and Yelich and some prospects for Juan Soto? Yes, I did hear this weekend that he is available and that he is, he's going to be very expensive, guys, if the offer that he turned down from the Nationals is any indication. Gabe, would you trade Hader and Yelich and some prospects for a guy like Juan Soto?
They would not take Yelich. I don't think they would take Yelich. But if I were to, you know, throw Hader plus a bunch of prospects, yeah, I think they would. I think the Nationals would be... I would do it. I don't know if the Nationals would, just because, again, they would have to do something with Hader. Hader just being a rental for them as well, but I would. Juan Soto is one of the best hitters in baseball. Juan Soto is a guy you can build your lineup around in a bleeping heartbeat. I would give up a guy that you use in some situations. Yes, he's been incredibly good to the point where he's an all-star. Juan Soto is that special. Like, you know, in a blink of an eye, I would do it.
One guy could make a difference.
I agree that Juan Soto is the guy that could make a difference.
No, who's the guy with the Angels? That's the only guy.
Shohei Ohtani? Yes. Mike Trout?
No.
Either of those?
Ohtani.
Yeah, Ohtani? Sure, he could do it. I mean, Juan Soto
is a better hitter than Shohei.
And
but
is
you
5 years
pitching
younger.
Too, though. He's an unbelievable, you
yeah,
know.
He's both. He's great.
My devil's advocate for this is, because you mentioned it briefly, the rental aspect of it, is Hader would be a rental for them. And maybe they could sign him, because if they're offering this contract to Soto, maybe they would offer it to Hader, something
yeah,
similar to Hader as well.
Yeah, they clearly got the payroll, right?
So the thing with Soto, though, is maybe this is like Zach Greinke in 2011, where they trade for him in the offseason, the Brewers do, and then the following season after they get the one playoff run, they're like, okay, we've gotten everything we can out of him. We're not going anywhere. We'll trade him again. Is it worth it? Like, for that, because you can't, obviously, you can't guarantee anything, but is Juan Soto, 1.5 years of him on this current roster,
no,
going to make them any different or any better, closer to a World Series than it would without him?
He would get them a lot closer to a World Series, in my opinion, this year. Because everything else starts to make sense. Like, Willy Adames is a good offensive player. He makes sense in the two spot. Rowdy Tellez isn't a three hitter, but you have somebody that can just generate that kind of power batting fifth or sixth. Like, all of a sudden, everything starts to make sense in that lineup. You get rid of a Jonathan Davis who, again, great defensive player at the bottom part of that lineup, and suddenly now you have one of the best players in all of baseball batting three for you. That just makes everything else in the lineup make sense.
At its onset, Chewy, I think it's a lot for Brewers fans to swallow. I think it's a lot to sell to the Brewers fans. So, Gabe, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Let's say you're the Brewers brass, and you're trying to sell this to the fan base, and you don't have the luxury right now of hoisting a trophy to say to them, look, it was worth it. What would you say to the Brewers fan base if, in fact, you were going to trade Josh Hader, a beloved closer here in Milwaukee, Christian Yelich, who has been the face of the franchise for X number of years, and then a couple of prospects? How are you making that pitch to the Brewers fan base?
I mean, Juan Soto, he's one of the best players in baseball, and he's 23 years old, and he's only going to continue to get better.
Yeah, but they can't pay him, though, Gabe.
No. He's 100% a rental. 100% the rental. I understand that, but you pitch it the way that you did when you acquired Zach Greinke, and you gave up Lorenzo Cain, and you gave up, was it Aceves
Escobar? Yeah, he was the other one.
The shortstop, who actually, I mean, both of those guys ended up having starring roles when the Kansas City Royals ended up winning a World Series later. But this is what you want, right? This is what Packers fans have always wanted the Packers to do. Hey, at some point, you got to shove those chips in the middle. Juan Soto is as all in as it gets. Now, again, ultimately, it's probably just all fantasy and it doesn't happen, but Juan Soto's that guy that would make a difference for the crew.
Now, if you just go prospects, I saw a potential throw it out there hypothetical trade that was made this weekend relating to the Brewers. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight. And it wasn't all prospects. It looks like Aaron Ashby was in that mix as well. So it looked like it was like 7 prospects plus Aaron Ashby plus a comp round draft pick plus a comp round draft pick in 2023 and 2024. So that's a hell of a deal. I mean, I think we're talking about 10, 11 people for Juan Soto. That obviously goes down if you throw in a value like a Josh Hader. A piece like Josh Hader. And you were saying that you don't think that Yelich has the value anymore
no.
to other teams.
Now, Washington's going to be looking to rebuild, and they're not going to want to tie up payroll with his contract.
How do you sell it to Soto, though? Again, and it's not like he has to have a say in it if you decide to make the trade.
There are 30 games under 500.
Do you also say to him, though, like, hey, CeCe Sabathia, you know, he went down in history as, like, you know, one of the greatest guys to ever put on a Brewers uniform, and he was here for half a year. You know, do you kind of make that, like...
Oh, it's super easy to sell for him. Hey, Juan Soto, remember winning the World Series? Want to try to do that again, or do you want to toil with a team that's 30
games? So you're giving up on Yelich, essentially. If he's just a throw-in?
But you can't trade him. Like, you're stuck with Yelich. He's not a throw-in. No one's going to take him.
Put it this way. If somebody says, yes, we'll take him, you pretty much just do that deal on the spot.
Yeah.
Really?
Because it opens up payroll.
Wow.
Because the Brewers, in they'll have a little bit more money because the Rolando Cain contract is going to come off the books next year, and they said goodbye to him earlier this year. So they have a little bit more money. But in terms of that big-time deal, as we've seen, the Brewers, as they are, you know, Ryan Braun was the guy that they had the big-time deal. Then it was Christian Yelich. That you can only afford one of those mega, mega contracts. Yeah. And if Christian Yelich hasn't really been playing up to those standards and you can open that up, I think you do. But I just don't think anybody would take him.
Yeah. No, I got it.
Do you think that, Gabe, really, do you think that the Brewers are having these conversations internally? Oh, are they saying? I mean, look, I feel like we're at this point where it's a due diligence thing for every team. If you Google Giants, Juan Soto, Mets, Juan Soto, Yankees, Juan Soto, there are packages put out there that fans and bloggers and whatnot have said, here's what it would take, here's what we've got in order to pull in a haul, pull in a guy like Juan Soto. So I can't imagine that the Brewers are in the same spot. They're thinking about it.
It would be a giant deal in order to acquire him. And ultimately, who ends up ever trading for him, they're probably going to give him the $500 million that he wants, which makes him coming to the Brewers a fantasy, because that just ain't going to happen here, unfortunately.
Well, that was fun. That was a fun hypothetical, even though it's probably not going to happen, right? I mean, it's fun to sit here and say, here are the pieces that it would take in order to get a guy like Juan Soto.
And it's fun to think about Juan Soto being in this offense, because that would make such a difference. That's the guy that can carry you.
Was that a tougher trade than Ashy for Joshy?
No, this was pretty easy, too.
Wow.
Again, Ashy, you don't have to talk
to Gabe.
Where
did it go wrong,
Gabe? You can just talk to him through us. So tell Gabe I said...
Tell Gabe I said bleep you.
Gabe, bleep you.
Huh. Whoa.